It is with joy that we greet you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing to you the gospel of redeeming grace. We have good news in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In spite of all of the dangers we face, in spite of all of the uproar and disharmony that's in the world and in our country today, there is peace and there is joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can find it today by coming into the right relationship with God. And this relationship can be made possible only through your faith in the atoning work of Christ. If you have just tuned in, you're now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We invite you to worship God with us here at Worth Baptist Church in our services today. In just a few moments, at 11 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship service will be underway. Our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7 p.m. We invite you to come and bring your family to worship God with us today. Furthermore, we invite you to write us this week. The only way that we have of knowing that Worth Baptist Hour reaches you in your home or place of business or wherever you are is for you to write us. We would be happy to send to you upon request our little booklet entitled Times Like These. This is a very unusual booklet. It is a scriptural approach to the everyday problems of life. I'm sure that you, like all of us, have problems and difficulties. You need a moment or two of meditation during the day. Well, this booklet will guide you. It will help you to find those difficult passages in the Scripture. You know what they say, but you don't know where they're found. Well, the little booklet, Times Like These, will enable you to find them. It also contains brief messages for your consideration and your meditation from day to day. Write us this week, and this booklet, Times Like These, will be sent you free and postage paid. My message today is entitled, The Dangers We Face. I am going to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, at verse 1. But first, will you stop a moment what you're doing and pause with me in a moment of prayer? Our Father, we thank Thee for the means of radio that brings the gospel into the homes of the listening audience of Worth Baptist Hour. For those parents who are listening today, who need wisdom in knowing how to handle the problems of their teenagers. For the youth who are tuned into Worth Baptist Hour, who are confused and frustrated, may they find the way. May they find a new direction for their lives. May they discover new joys today as they listen to Thy Word. And we ask that the message and the songs and the broadcast today would reach those who are lost without the Savior, and that they, by the Holy Spirit, through the medium of this broadcast, would turn by faith to trust Christ as their personal Savior. This we pray in Jesus' name, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. The dangers we face. Have you considered the dangers that we face in the middle of the 20th century? In these days of progress, in these days when we have gained in many areas and lost in many others, No doubt you recognize that there are dangers that face us. I want to talk to you about these things. First of all, the dangers we face as a nation. Secondly, the dangers that we face as a church. And finally, the dangers that you face as an individual. The dangers we face as a nation. I believe the danger that we face as a nation is twofold. One, we face the danger of being crushed from without. And two, we face the danger of crumbling from within. As you ride along the highway, leaving the great cities of the United States, you have no doubt noticed the sign that says evacuation route. What it is really saying is this: in the case of extreme danger, if indeed bombs should fall on this city, this is the way out. This is the way to safety. Yes, we suffer the danger of being crushed from without, for nations all over the world are so scientifically advanced that they have bombs and means of war just like we have. Who knows at what moment some fanatic somewhere in the world will push the button that will bring chaos and confusion to all the nations of earth. Today, as a nation, we do face the danger of being crushed from without. But, beloved, that danger of crumbling from within is far greater. The danger from the outside, the danger of being crushed by enemy nations, is not nearly so great as the danger we face from within, crumbling as a nation from the inside out. For scientifically, we are in the graduate school. We've explored the outer reaches of space. We've gone to the moon and back. We have made discoveries in medicine and science, far advanced to many other nations in the world. We are in the graduate school scientifically. But morally and spiritually, I fear that we're still in the kindergarten. We're down in the lowest rung of the ladder of progress, spiritually speaking. Someone has adequately described our situation in these words: civilization is like an ape playing with matches in a room full of dynamite. What an adequate description. This seems to characterize our mad civilization in the midst of the 20th century. We must cry out, "Watchman, watchman, what of the night? What of the danger that faces us?" Oh, if we could but come to the full realization that if America, if our great nation that was founded in a prayer meeting, if our great nation that has known the hand of God and has experienced revival in her past, if our great nation could but realize today that our only hope is in a sweeping revival, in a spiritual revolution, in a great spiritual awakening. If men everywhere, men like yourself listening to this broadcast, men in high places and low places, men of great degree and men of small degree, rich and poor, learned and unlearned, if men all over this great country but would realize that our only way out is up, our only hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, then some of the dangers that we face as a nation would be lessened. God help us to see it today. May God help you as a citizen of this country to realize that the only way that we can avert the dangers that face us is for us to turn to God. May I ask you in these moments, where do you stand with God? How does God look at you today? How do you look at God? Do you have a personal, vital relationship with Him? Have you anchored your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you acknowledged Him as your Savior? Have you ever reached that moment in life when you were willing to turn over the reins of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever come to that time when you said to God, "Have mercy upon me and save me"? Oh, if you would but this moment, and men like you and women like you and young people like you all over this great nation would turn to Christ, then the danger we face would be lessened. Wake up to the fact that our country does face the danger not only of being crushed from without, but of crumbling from within. Then there are the dangers we face as a church. I believe again the dangers that the church faced today are twofold. We face the danger of being crushed from without, but we face the danger that is far greater of crumbling from within. Someone has said, and I quote, "The temple of truth will not be damaged half as much by woodpeckers from without as by termites from within." And how true it is. The inner circles of the church, the inner workings of the church, this is where the danger lies. There is the danger of worldliness. You see, God put the church in the world. Satan is trying to reverse that today. He's trying to bring the world into the church. May I say to you that at Worth Baptist Church you will find a people who are friendly. May I say to you that at Worth Baptist Church you will find the message of redeeming grace. There is a danger that in churches all over this nation, worldliness is creeping in. And the church is becoming so much like the world until it's hard to tell them apart. That's dangerous. Then there is the danger of indifference. So many Christians today are so indifferent to the cause of Christ. Could it be that I'm speaking to someone right now who is a Christian, who is a church member, and yet this Lord's Day finds you out of circulation, indifferent to the cause of Christ, indifferent to the program of your church? If you want to know what's wrong in the world, if you want to know what's wrong in America today, if you want to know what's wrong and why we have so much upheaval and why we have so much revolution and rebellion and problems and difficulties and the things that face us, I believe you'll find part of it in the fact that so many Christians, like yourself today, are out of the will of God and out of touch with the church. Don't let that be any longer. Resolve in your heart today, if you have been indifferent and unconcerned toward the ministry and program of the church, that there would be a change made in your life and you would be back in that place where God wants you to be. Another danger that faces the church today is the danger of contentment, or of becoming so satisfied and so content with things as they are. God help us today never to become complacent, never to become content, never to become satisfied, but to move forward, to reach more people with the gospel of redeeming grace. You as a Christian and as a church member today, if you have become satisfied in your relationship with Christ and in the progress that your church has made, why don't you make a change in your thinking today? Why don't you say to yourself, "I'm going to be a better Christian. I will not be satisfied with my past record. I will serve God more diligently through the ministry of my church in the days ahead." The danger of contentment faces us today as a church. Then there's the danger of pride. We have built more buildings. We have finer furniture. We have more beautiful sanctuaries than ever before. It is easy for us to become very proud today, but I remind you that the Bible declares that pride goeth before a fall and a haughty look before destruction. Don't let pride creep up on you today. God says, "If my people shall humble themselves," what we need today is to be on our knees before God. What this nation needs, what your family needs, what the church needs, what you need, what we all need is to fall on our faces before God and come down off of our pedestal of pride and humble ourselves before Him in this awful day that we face, that we might be able to avoid and avert the dangers that face us as a church. Say, there's another danger that the church faces. That is the danger of taking for granted on the part of its members what the church has done for them. What has the church done for you, my Christian friend, today? Is it not true that had it not been for the church, that you would not have been won to Christ? Is it not true that had it not been for the church, that your children would not be saved, and they would not be educated in the ways of the Lord? Don't take these things for granted. Ask yourself right now, what has my church done for me? And then over against that question, ask yourself, what have I done for my church? I beg you today, don't take for granted the blessings that you have received through the ministry of your church. These dangers that face us as a church are no stronger than our failure to contend for the faith. Let us be resolved in our own hearts, as citizens of this great country and as members of the Church of the Living God, that we will present a united and strong front to the world today, that we might be able to escape some of these terrible dangers that face us in 1970. Then finally, there are the dangers that face you as an individual. You parents listening to me, the greatest danger that faces you is the danger of losing influence over your children. You young people today, the greatest danger that you face is getting on the wrong track in life. You are right now at the age that you refuse to believe that someday you'll be just as dumb as your daddy is. Let me say today to young people listening to this broadcast, you have a great and bright future in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll give God a chance in your life, if you'll put Christ first in your life, you can go on and get your education, realize your dream, follow your occupation, and be a happy, well-adjusted citizen and well-adjusted Christian in the world. I remind you that all of your life belongs together. You can't separate the divisions of your life. You can't say this on Sunday morning and something else on Saturday night. You can't say this for me and that for God. Your life is a total program. Your life belongs together. And usually, you will get what you bargain for in life. As the poet put it, I bargained for a menial wage, only to learn dismayed that whatever wage I'd set, life would have paid. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. I worked in life for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that whatever I'd ask of life, life would have paid. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you've set the wage, why, you must bear the task. You will get out of life, young man, what you bargain for. Young lady, you will get out of life what you bargain for. The true expression of life is more than telling it like it ought to be told. It's living it like it ought to be lived. You can go on and sow your wild oats today, but may I remind you there's going to be a harvest. There are three laws of sowing and reaping. One, you reap exactly what you sow. Two, you reap later than you sow. And three, you will reap more than you sow. Your life today, young person, should be surrendered to Christ. There is joy and peace and happiness and opportunity in the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest danger you face, young person, young man, young lady, is getting on the wrong track in life. Don't let it happen to you. Honor God. Acknowledge Christ. Give the church a place in your life and avoid the dangers that you face. Now, those of you who are listening who are unsaved, the greatest danger you face is the danger of losing your soul. Jesus asked, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" The most valuable possession you have is not your car or your home or your bank account or the job that you have. The greatest possession you have, the most priceless possession, is your soul. You can't afford to lose it. But I warn you, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, if you die without Him, you will lose your soul forever. Don't do it. Turn by faith to Christ right now. Trust Him as your Savior. Confess your sins. Open the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. Until next Lord's Day, at this same time, this is the pastor of Worth Baptist Church bidding you goodbye and reminding you that the only way that you can escape the dangers that you face is through the sheltering program of the gospel of redeeming grace. Trust Christ now and write us this week, and may God bless you as you do.